Your heart. It's the only one you have. Fortunately, you also have a choice. Expert cardiologists, talented surgeons, highly skilled specialists, all of whom chose WakeMed. Why? The main reason is the same reason patients choose WakeMed. Everything you need for the best possible care is right here. Learn more at WakeMed.org. WakeMed Heart and Vascular Physicians. Your heart, your choice.
Confidence and concerns. Cons and cons. This is our season ending for the ACC men's basketball programs. Cons and cons. So this is an overarching how the programs move forward, what we're confident and concerned in. All season we've been doing the details. This 10,000 feet above the bird's eye view. As always, we go in order of the podium, so our season-long podium. Had Wake Forest off the podium. We start with them. My confidence is, after concerns, because we always go bad news first. My concern is they are 4 years into the Steve Forbes era. No NCAA tournament appearances. And so much of college basketball right now is about belief and momentum, right? When every single player, even the players on your own roster, have a decision to make every offseason on whether they want to play for your team or any other team that wants them. They have to weigh those options, right? That's what the portal allows. We were just talking about it. You need to instill belief that they can achieve what they want to achieve on your team. And I mean, how awesome is March Madness, right? How unbelievably fun does it look for the players to be in an NCAA tournament game? They want that. You know what I mean? And do they believe that they can have that at Wake Forest under Steve Forbes after four consecutive years of not getting there? Meanwhile, the other is true as well, right? If you go on a little run, it feels like you have momentum. Everybody's like, oh, I can be the piece that takes them even further. And you want to go play for those programs. And that's not happening with Wake Forest right now. So it's my concern is that in an era where buzz and momentum are more important than they've ever been, you don't have the teams anymore. You know, let me go make sure I have this correct. Because I was just gonna, you know, computers are great, right? I was gonna try to remember it, but I can just take me 2 seconds to Google it.
There you go.
Perfect. John Shire's national championship when he was a player, the 2009-2010 season. The three before that made it to the first round, made it to the second round, made it to the regional semifinal, won the national championship, right? So that is becoming so much less normal where a team can like learn and grow and then, hey, there's the success. Cause it's like when you're learning and growing, it might not look aesthetically pleasing. So then it's like, I don't want to be here. I want to go somewhere else. Or nobody wants to join that team. They're struggling. It's like, they're learning and it's going to pay dividends later. Wake Forest has had 4 years of not playing in the tournament. There's a lot of like, I don't know if I want to go there. They might be learning and growing, but it doesn't look aesthetically pleasing right now. Dennis, what's your concern for Wake?
My concern is patience going to run thin? Kind of tying into like, okay, we've been close many times, but we haven't quite gotten there yet in terms of making the NCAA tournament. They're a tournament-level team this season. That roster, tournament-level team. No reason why they couldn't have at least made it to the second round of the NCAA tournament.
Or qualified for the NCAA. Oh yeah,
we qualified. I mean, I think they're good. I think that roster honestly was good enough to win at least one game. But is patience going to run thin? Not just with, I mean, I'm talking like the administration.
Are you talking like hot seat style stuff?
A little bit, huh? Yeah. Like, is patience going to run thin? Not only from administration, but also like for players that are actually sticking around for a few years. It's like it's just not working out really well. Or not working out to the level that they expect. They're so close, but yet still can't quite reach it. And it's been like that for a few years. I'll give C. Forbes the first couple of years, coming right out of COVID, you know, took the job right out of COVID. I pass on those years. 100% get a pass on those. But now it's like, okay, You're going into year five. Time to do something.
I'm not even saying what my concern was completely deserved, right? Because you are right. There's some context and extenuating factors.
100%.
But like you have to look hard to see that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Players, you know, they're getting 10 recruiting letters a day and visits from all the. They're getting all this transfer portal messages per day. They're not going like, wow, they didn't make the tournament in the last 4 years under Coach Forbes. Well, let me look into why. They're just like, I don't know. This other team said they made it six of the last 7 years. Let me go there.
Yeah.
It's not always, you know, a deep dive.
4 years ago, these kids were in middle school.
Darn right. Confidence is... ironic. I think Steve Forbes is going to be pretty good at keeping it in perspective.
Yes.
And what I mean by that is Boopy Miller is in the transfer portal. He's one of their contributors. The other four, I think he's going to have a pretty good chance at keeping. That's Andrew Carr. That's Hunter Salas. That's Efton Reed and Cameron Hildreth. Those are four pretty good players. And I do think he'll be able to say we didn't achieve what we wanted to, but that's not because we didn't have the ability to. It's just we didn't execute. Let's give it another run. So, and he's kind of matter of fact like that, right? He's very relatable as a person. I think he'll be able to get that sales pitch pretty darn good, and that'll lead to returning a lot of talent, and you know, if some things align, maybe even adding some talent. Dennis, what do you have?
The confidence is in Steve Forbes pulling out talented dudes from the transfer portal. I mean, look at Tyree Appleby a couple of years ago, one of the leading scorers in the ACC. Andrew Carr a couple of years ago. Efton Reed. The guy pulls talent from the transfer portal, but also his background as a JUCO basketball coach, he's used to the I have a new roster every single year. So Wanda's he's used too. To that. So I think that's actually an advantage for him is that he understands, all right, year in and year out, I'm going to have a very different roster. So I think for me, that's the confidence I have in Steve Forbes. The guy pulls some great talent out of the transfer portal.
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. I'm Tim Donnelly here with Coach Pete DeRuta, America's wealth coach and best-selling author. Coach, one of the big questions I always hear is, do I have enough money to retire?
Well, maybe, maybe not. The most important thing is you have lifetime income you can never outlive. We'll design that plan for the next 10 people who call. No cost or obligation. Put yourself in control of retirement.
Call 800-691-3215. You can also text Tim to 600-700. That's T-I-M to 600-700. You'll hear from Coach Pete and the Capital Financial Advisory Group. Let's go to Duke. They were the bronze medalist. Confidence and concerns. We're playing the game here on 99.9 The Fan. My concern, actually, I'm gonna do both.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, I throw mine together because they're kind of paired.
Sure.
My confidence is the recruiting.
Yeah.
My concern is getting the absolute most out of the recruiting.
Mm.
They repeatedly, and Shire, give them credit. I wish, I've said this before, but I'll say it again. My son just turned 3, so we're a long way from this. But I, not because I'm like the pushy parent that wants him to be an athlete because I liked athletics and, oh, I want him to, like, I'm going to live vicariously through him. But I do hope that he ends up like a 5-star recruit just because I want to hear what coaches tell 5-star recruits. I'm just curious. I want to be a fly on the wall, right? I want to be sitting in the recliner while they're talking to him on the couch and just be like, what are they saying? Because I don't know what John Shire says to get all the 5-stars to commit to Duke, but it has to be magical, right? It has to be. Because or what Nick Saban used to tell recruits to go to Alabama, where you're like, you're a 5-star running back. You could go to literally any school on the country and start as a freshman, but I want you to come here where you will sit behind 3 other 5-stars for 2 years. Sound good? And somehow they'd be like, absolutely, I'd like to sign on the dotted line as soon as possible. Like TJ Power barely played this year for Duke. He's one of the top 20 recruits in the country. He goes to most schools. They're like, he's a I don't know, like Hercules. He's more than a human, but less than a god. Like,
all right, dude, go ahead and put up 15 shots every game.
And if you don't, we'll be mad. Like 25 if you're feeling froggy. And somehow he gets them to go to Duke where it's like, yeah, you might have to wait your turn. Their recruiting is through the roof. But at the same time, I'm not sure as of yet in Shire's tenure they've gotten the most out of that recruiting. Maybe it's because they're I don't know why, but I haven't quite seen against other elite opponents, I'm not sure they have like a massive just talent advantage. If you're bringing in the most talented recruiting class every year, and then we watch you against teams that are, again, against, you know, the non-conference opponents or a bottom half of the ACC team, obviously they're more talented. But when they get matched up with another, you know, top of the line program, I'm going, looks pretty even. I don't know if it should ever look even when you recruit the way they do. So there's my concern. And obviously, maybe the biggest and best test for that exact thing is this incoming recruiting class. Some people believe it's the best recruiting class of the last 10 years. If you get that on campus and you still don't look like you have the talent advantage, you got to start looking at how you're going to fix things because it's obviously there.
My concern is how do you replace three guys in the front court? I'm assuming Kyle Filipowski is going to be going into the NBA. I'm going to throw that caveat out there. But Filipowski, Mark Mitchell, Ryan Young, those are your three bigs this past season. Again, Ryan Young's graduated out of eligibility. Mark Mitchell, transfer portal. And again, I'm making the assumption Kyle Filipowski is going to the NBA. That's three dudes you got to replace in your front court. That's not going to be an easy thing to do.
You have the number three recruit in the country, a true five-man, Kamen Malawash.
Yep. That's one.
Sean Stewart.
Maybe it's Sean Stewart.
Maybe okay,
there's
portal.
Second. So, again, replacing three guys in your front court is my concern.
And I will say this. Even with those three guys in the portal, toughness and rim protection down low was a massive – like, I would say even if all three of those guys were coming back – you'd probably still want addition. You'd want additional support coming to the down low.
Exactly. So that was kind of leading into what I was getting into. So when you replace those guys, are you also not only going to replace it with talent, but also the toughness aspect that we talked about as well? But here's my confidence when it comes to Duke right now. You mentioned these recruiting classes. They're getting older now. We've seen all these teams advance to the Final Four have a lot of veteran players. Outside of, you have Ryan Young off the bench, was a graduate level player, but their main contributors that they had, like their main core six before Caleb Foster got hurt, the only guy older than a sophomore was Jeremy Roach.
Yep.
That's it. And he was playing a little banged up. I think that foot was still bothering him.
And he
honestly
might come back for a fifth year.
And he very well could come back for a fifth year. But you're going to see Tyrese Proctor is going to be a junior. You're going to see Caleb Foster is going to be a little bit older. Jeremy Roach, if he does come back, a little bit older. So these young guys, TJ Power, Sean Stewart, that year of experience matters. And I think that is a thing that would Duke this last couple of seasons. It was a super young roster overall. Super young. And I think just the playing time and experience together is what's going to benefit them. Because the talent is there. 100% the talent's there.
Very much so. Very much so. Which is kind of what we were getting at. Side note for Duke, just guys that were there a long time.
Yeah.
I was watching a video of the Grizzlies. I don't know what this is, and this is me being the oldest guy on the planet. Do you know what's the What's Up Brother thing?
Maybe.
There's some online world that I'm not a part of.
Okay.
Where there's a joke where you put your, like, you point to the sky and you say, "What's up, brother?" or something like that. I don't know what it is. But they were doing a social media video for the Grizzlies where they were saying, "What's up, brother?" to all of the players as they walked into the arena and seeing which ones got the joke. Jack White was one of them from Duke. Guy's still in the league.
Jack White.
The Australian team captain. I was like, oh, that guy. I remember him. Like the veteran for the Zion, RJ Barrett, that group. Like, mm-hmm. And they didn't even go on. I mean, they bowed out in the Sweet 16, but that group needed the veteran, and he was kind of one of them. Like, no matter how talented your recruiting class is, you need the veteran. Or a couple of them. Or half of them. Again, I don't know what's... There's so many young people, if you're listening right now, making fun of me. I just don't know what it is. Did you say... Yeah, all right, we're good with Duke.
Yep.
Let's go to UNC.
Yep.
My concern... This one's simple. Seth Trimble's leaving.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really like Seth Trimble. I think he was uniquely suited for his role off the bench.
He's perfect for it.
Great perimeter defender, electric athlete. So it's kind of like if the starters started sluggish, you put him in the game and you're almost guaranteed to get a zap, get a jolt. And him leaving is tough, right? Because those players don't grow on trees. I think he could have grown into a bigger role, and I think that's probably what he's looking for. But him leaving is like, oh, man, you couldn't make life enjoyable enough for one of your six or seven contributors. That's I think they're going to miss him. I think they're going to miss his skill set, his disposition, and a lot about him. So Seth Trimble leaving is my concern.
My concern for North Carolina, how do you fill all these holes? Especially if RJ Davis and Harrison Ingram both leave. Harrison Ingram could potentially be a draft pick this upcoming year. He could go to the NBA, may not be a first-round pick, but that is an option for him. And who knows what RJ Davis decides to do with his fifth year. Does he come back to North Carolina for a fifth year like Baycott did? Does he test the waters and try to go pro? Who knows? We won't know until, obviously, we hear an announcement from both those guys. But that's a big question mark between both those guys because those are two of your starters. If Davis and Ingram all go, the only thing that you only person that you have coming back from your starters last year is Elliot Cadeau. So you're looking at then with Seth Trimble going into the transfer portal, Jalen Withers is also out of eligibility. Potentially seven of your top eight guys are not going to be there.
My confidence is going to be hilarious.
Big time turnover.
In contrast to your confidence.
What's that?
My confidence is getting star players to stay. I think there's a good chance both Davis and Ingram come back. Mm-hmm. I'm confident they'll be able to make that happen.
I think the big replacement for me is replacing Baycott.
He was
the linchpin.
I would say that. And that's life in college. That's like eligibility expiring is always part of it. Some might say RJ Davis should have. This is the last year, by the way, we have to deal with COVID years. I think.
This will be the last year.
This is the last group that was in.
It's like RJ Davis, Caleb Love, these guys are that class, Michael O'Connell, Jeremy Roach.
So I think RJ Davis stays. I think Harrison Ingram stays. Mm-hmm. Armando Baycott stayed.
he did.
Not many programs have all conference players that are around in college for 4 or 5 years without either transferring to another school or trying to go pro or just being done. I think RJ Davis might be that dude. So I'm confident in UNC's ability to keep their players. Let's quickly jump to NC State.
We need confidence.
Your confidence.
My confidence. My confidence is actually Hubert Davis, what we've seen, his ability to blend homegrown talent with transfers. Which he proved this year.
Are you ready for the big game? At The Designery, we can help you arrange your kitchen in the perfect way to feed everyone coming over for the big game. I'm Dana Merrill, the owner of The Designery in North Raleigh.
And I am Drew Merrill. I am the project manager.
The Designery is a lovely kitchen, bath, and closet remodeling company. We do pretty much any of the utility spaces in your house. If you want to store things in your cabinets, if you want to work on things on your countertops, if you want to have a floor that can get wet or muddy, we're the place to help you fix your home up.
We are the Designery North Raleigh, located at 3030 Wake Forest Road in the Holly Park Plaza. We would love to see you or visit our website at thedesignery.com.
Let's jump to NC State because we're running out of time. Concern. My concern is rebuilding kind of from scratch every year is very tough.
Mm-hmm.
And the last 2 years, they've done that. Even with some players returning from 2 years ago to last year, with how much in influx of new guys they have, it's still kind of starting over. Even if it's just starting over as their group. So replacing DJ Burns, emotional center. Replacing DJ Horn, most consistent center of their team. And replacing Casey Morsell, the longest kind of tenured leader of their team. That's a lot of identity that's leaving. And rebuilding an identity every year is really tough. So that's my concern.
Concern is who becomes your go-to scorer next year because DJ Horn out of eligibility. Who's going to be that go-to scorer for your team?
My confidence is momentum.
Yeah.
Everything I said that I didn't like about Wake Forest, where it's like everybody is making a decision whether they want to play for you or not, players on your team, players in the portal, recruits, every offseason have to make that decision. When you don't have momentum, it probably feels like everybody, everybody doesn't want to play with you. You feel like Steven Glansberg, for those of you that remember the movie Superbad. He's the guy that ate lunch by himself.
Yep.
But on the flip side, NC State just, they're the kids in the neighborhood, the only ones with the pool and the trampoline. Everybody wants to play with them, right? They just got the new diving board. They have a new basketball hoop out front. They have the new trampoline. Everybody's like, what are you doing on Saturday? I want to come over to your house. Everybody wants to hang out with NC State right now. They have the momentum.
My confidence is the fill-in for the guys that are leaving, DJ Burns, DJ Horn, is that the fill-ins might be already on your roster. Dennis Parker Jr., who had to miss a stretch of time, was healthy.
I really liked what he did in the first part of the season. His role disintegrated.
The thing is that, but also like a health thing, and he was actually able to come back and play in the Final Four, though he didn't see playing time, but he was healthy
he was
to actually practice and all that kind of
on
stuff.
On the bench, in uniform.
So that could be him. Breon Pass, extended role. Who knows what MJ Rice might bring for your team next year. The guys, the pieces, might already be on your roster.
Career-driven individuals, ready to unlock your potential? Discover William Peace University's School of Professional Studies. Our classes are tailored for the working professional. Attend class on your terms with our online sessions and choose from various start dates throughout the year. Dive into a curriculum designed for success. Every class is a stepping stone that takes you closer to your career goals. Take one or more classes. It's in your hands. Elevate your career with William Peace University's School of Professional Studies. Dive deeper at williampeace.info/SPS. Your journey begins here.